A reading from Matthew 16, 1-4. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red,' and in the morning, 'Today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast.' You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away.
Yesterday we had Jesus healing the people, and there was no mention of the leadership class of Pharisees and Sadducees coming into the scene, but here they come, and it's almost like they rip the scene apart, and they come and test Jesus, and he has a very, very interesting response. They can interpret the weather, but they don't know really who he is.
It's really a real contrast here between natural wisdom and spiritual discernment. Natural wisdom is something you can grow in through life experience. A little bit of a distinction between knowledge and wisdom. Some people have lots of knowledge, but it doesn't translate into street smart or wisdom. But you can grow in wisdom through life experience. Spiritual discernment is something that has to be open to you. It's in cooperation with God. And the way Jesus declares it here is, you've had the best of opportunities. You leaders, you're wise in the things you've learned. You're able to take everyday learning, reading the signs of the weather even, but you have no spiritual discernment to what really matters. You have no idea who's standing in front of you right now.
What is setting them apart? What causes this? I mean, leaders seem to emerge out of the people, and they seem to get a response from the people. There's a connectiveness. And then suddenly they're apart from, and they're greater than, and now they start lording it over and attacking anybody that will throw into question their own authority.
Yeah, in this situation, it's because they had really taken over the system and were using it for their own power, so there was a reason to stay apart. But true leadership, true spiritual authority, doesn't deny power and authority that's been given, but it always uses the power and authority to serve those who are under them, and especially to serve the weaker. And that's the difference. Jesus is always stepping up, but it's for those who don't have an opportunity. The religious leaders, they're stepping up, but it's to protect their own territory and the power that they have.
Your definition of leadership is wonderful, because you add in something that I think in today's understanding of leadership is excluded. Leadership today is often defined by your pedigree, or your diplomas, or your connections, or your previous job. But you're adding this spiritual component that actually makes true leadership rare.
And it's true not just for today and for here, but it's around the world. It's leadership has oftentimes been reserved for people who are part of the club, part of the right family line, like you've said. And true leadership are people who have a spiritual anointing. They're the people that don't want to be in position, would much rather not have the position, but they're forged into that and actually pressed into service because there's a compelling pull of God and people pushing them into that place. And so the difference between people who are leaders in the natural way and leaders in the spiritual way is very significant.
So to sum up, true leadership, if you want to see what true leadership really looks like in the eyes of God, take a look at Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.